the president gave an example of people that we see who frequently cross the border into Botswana or South Africa. The Kananga tribe, as well as the Xhosa, was just an example. And I'm surprised that many people are only talking about Kananga, as if you only talked of Kananga, yet you even talked of Xhosa.
Mr. Dube, what's your reaction to the remarks made yesterday by President Mugabe?
I am proudly Kalanga and proudly Zimbabwean at the same time. So I'm looking at our president as our father. Our father should be someone who should be the unifier of the nation, regardless of being Xhosa or Kalanga or Ndebele or Shona or whatsoever. Our father should be the unifier. We were so much heartbroken yesterday from the statement which was directly to the tribe of the Wakalanga. And the reason why actually people were so much revolted by the statement, because it's not the first time that this statement has been brought forward. These are the kind of things which makes yesterday's statement to be something which is so provocative. If you go in South Africa, for instance, if you go in Pretoria, most people that you meet in Pretoria, they speak Shona. There are so many Shona, there are so many Kalangas. You know, it's a mixture of people who are in South Africa. But all these things, you know, is because of trying to better, as far as the economy is concerned, into our country.
Mr. Ngwenya, what's your response to that issue? And looking at what's happening with the xenophobic attacks within South Africa, what kind of ramification would this have?
Like I said, the comments of the president were taken out of context. What the main point that the president raised is, firstly, people in Zimbabwe are interrelated with people across the borders, be it in South Africa or Botswana for that matter, even if you didn't say that. That is why I gave an example of those tribes. Secondly, the point that he made is we have so many people crossing the border from Zimbabwe going into other countries and commit crime. And Mr. Dube cannot deny that there are several people from any region in this country, for that matter, who commit crimes here and run away into South Africa. The other point that he made is if you look at what is happening, especially in Matabeleland, you discover that for those who have been going across the border for several years, coming back, boasting, you know, buying this and that. They set an example whereby some of the youngsters followed that negative example that I won't take education seriously because I'll simply go across the border and come back, you know, buying solar panels, be it radios or some kind of clothes for that matter. And they never took education seriously.
Mr. Dube, your response here, but also looking at President Mugabe is not pointing out the issues that are going on in Zimbabwe, in particular the economy.
I also want to respond to what Mr. Ngwenya has just said. I don't disagree that, you know, there are people who are doing crimes in Zimbabwe, irregardless of the tribe. I personally have been robbed while I was driving in Mashonaland. Those were not Kalanga-speaking people who were in Mashonaland, but those were just individuals. It is not right to single out one tribe and say these people are the ones who are responsible with all the crimes which is taking place. Coming back again to your question, you know, we need our father to bring us all together and say this is the crisis which we Zimbabweans we are facing. And let's be truthful about this. If you date back and think back in the early 80s, Zimbabwe was so stable. How many people were going to South Africa? But today, as I'm telling you now, there are some of them, they are struggling, trying to make life, going to Botswana, going to Mozambique, going all over the place. But it's not because they want that to be that way. But it's a crisis that we as Zimbabweans, we should be looking onto and say, how could we try and stabilize the situation so that our people do not flow outside the country?
Mr. Ngwenya, what's your response to that issue that some are saying President Mugabe evaded the overarching issue that Zimbabwe's economy and political situation have been in turmoil, leaving so many Zimbabweans to have to go to neighboring countries?
Well, that is certainly a lie, and it's very disappointing that day in, day out, we see people not actually grasping or conceptualizing issues correctly. The extraordinary summit was not about the Zimbabwean economy. It was about coming up with the roadmap for industrialization within the SADC region. That is why even this issue, it came up as a question from journalists because it was not part of the agenda. Therefore, there is no way someone can say the president evaded this
and
this.
And Mr. Dube, ending with you, is it your hope that President Mugabe might dial back these comments, as some are saying they want Mr. Mugabe to apologize?
Well, for me, if I realize that really I've offended my child, I think it takes me as a man to stand up and say, you know, son, I'm sorry for what I've said. I never meant it. We don't force him to say, you know, that he should apologize, but it all depends from bottom of his heart to think about what he said and to retract from what he said and take a step forward.